Mets and Pirates playing Game 2 of their series Saturday at Citi Field. It's MLB's Play Ball weekend, and the Mets players would put on a home run clinic during the game Saturday.
And Walker hammers a ball right center field and gone.
Neil Walker with his 7th home run of the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0.
Cranks this one to deep right field. That sends Bruce back. He turns and watches it go. And Bell is homered for the 2nd consecutive night. It's a 2-1 game.
Swings and he belts one in the air right center field towards the 7-line army. It goes to the track at the wall. Yago!
Jay Bruce breaks the tie with a solo shot to right center. It's Wilmer Flores to lead it off.
Curve is smacked deep in the air left field. Wilmer Flores giving it a ride. It is gone!
The 3rd Mets home run of the game. Terry Collins goes to Addison Reed here in the 8th inning. McCutcheon off the end of the bat. Out goes Duda to make a catch for out number 1. Reed an out away from his longest career save.
Addison Reed with a 2-inning save.
This time the Mets bullpen is able to close out the Pirates in the 4-2 win. Here's Mets manager Terry Collins.
Tremendous. I mean, I called down the bullpen and, you know, just said, can you do 2? And he said, yep. So, you know, we needed it tonight. You had to go outside the box a little bit tonight with certainly, you know, that was the inning Jerry had to pitch, even though it was the 7th. But, you know, Addy picked us up. We needed it. No, I was hoping, you know, Mark, I was hoping really that Robert could get through the 6th inning. And then, that top of the order was coming up, and I was going to use Jerry in the 7th and then Salas in the 8th and Addy in the 9th. But when he got in trouble and Salas got us out of that inning, I just, you know, in the next inning, I just told Dan, Addison's going to got to give us 2. You know, we're as strapped as we are right now down there. Those guys he's the one guy who's rested, so.
Zach.
Terry, would you at all say, you know, at this point, you know, yesterday you kind of sit Reyes now. Tonight you go 2 innings with Addison, almost like it's at a point where it's no question how important these games are, and you're maybe managing them differently than if you guys had played better the first 2 months?
Well, certainly, you know, we got to start winning games because we got to fight our way back in this. But Zach, sitting Jose yesterday, I mean, the other guys hit a homer again today. I mean, you go with the guy that's swinging the bat good. This is not a demotion to Jose Reyes by any stretch of the imagination. You know, when he came here last year, the guy was going to be a backup player. Came to spring training, the guy was going to be a backup player, and he's had to start for us. And right now, the other guy's hitting. So in the case of tonight, yeah, I think – you know, we made a move that you don't normally make by using your closer for 2 innings, but you know, we got to win a game. We got to scratch our way back. Again, we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. We had a chance to win this game, so I went for it.
Rich,
you know, Terry, he was out for such a long time last year, Lucas Stewart, and sometimes we forget how important he was to you in 15. Can you talk about what he's been doing at the plate and then the play in the field he made, which he's kind of an underrated defensive first baseman as well.
Well, first of all, that catch he made is as hard a catch as any first baseman has to make, especially when you're running towards the stands like that. It was a great play for us. Lucas Duda has always been a guy that can do damage. I mean, we've seen it as long as he's been in the big leagues. Right now, he's swinging very, very well. I hope he continues to swing well. He's a big part of our lineup. We know we've got to get him some rest. He's played, I don't know, 13 in a row or 14 in a row or something. I'm going to go check with him here just in a couple minutes. But when he's swinging good, as I said before, he can carry you. And right now he's gotten big hits for us. So I want to try to keep him in there if I can.
Addison Reed closed out the Mets' victory, picking up his first career 6-out save and his 8th overall of the season. Here's Reed on his long day of work.
I wasn't surprised just because of that reason. He called down in the 7th and said that I was possibly going to go 2. So that's perfectly fine with me. And I had like 3-4 days off. So feeling fresh, feeling ready to go. Yeah.
There's a lot of really good at bats in that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've been working on. It's something that I'll never stop working on. And if you look at your fastball, that's the most dangerous pitch that you can throw up there. So just pretty pleased with where my outing went today. There were a couple of pitches I left over the plate, but for the most part, I'd say they were kind of throwing the ball where I wanted to.
Neil Walker hits an early two-run home run in the bottom of the first inning, helping the Mets to a 4-2 victory over the Pirates. Walker is now 13-for-35 against his former team. Here's Walker recapping his Saturday performance.
Well, that's kind of the theme we saw with him looking at video and obviously facing him last week was, you know, he's got a good three-pitch mix, but if his fastball's not on, he's going to try to go to something else, and if his other stuff's not on, he's going to try to do anything to keep it over the plate. So we wanted to be as patient as we could, and I was fortunate enough to get in a 3-1 count and look for a pitch in the zone, and I got it.
You are the pride of Pine Richland High School near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 9 games against the Bucks, you've had a hit in all 9. What are your neighbors now saying about this one, Neil?
Yeah, they're torn, certainly, but you know, obviously, it's good to just be on the winning side of things, and that's the most important thing. We've been kind of up and down for most of the season, but just to help get some wins, and you know, sometimes it's nice to do it against your former team. But more than that, we hope that games like tonight will propel us forward and get some wins built up.
The series finale is Sunday. Tyler Pill makes his second big league start for the Mets, opposed by Trevor Williams of the Pirates.